You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm your other co-host, Daquan Mickens. And today we're talking famous people from the area of Beaufort, South Carolina. A lot of people know, Beaufort for its scenery and, the history here in Beaufort. But with so much history in Beaufort, there's bound to be one or two, famous people to come through Beaufort now and again.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Just a small handful.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, do you want to explain how we're going to kind of segment out these people as we talk about them?
Yes. Yeah, so we'll segment them out kind of people from Beaufort, and, one or two from this list aren't necessarily born in Beaufort, but they call Beaufort their home and, we're laid to rest here in Beaufort. So, but we're going to segment it out as first we're going to do historic people in Beaufort. Then we're going to segment it out to musical people here in Beaufort. And then finally, we're going to wrap it up with sports figures that were born here in Beaufort.
Love it. Lots of good content to cover. So I believe we're starting with those historical ones. Do you want to introduce our very first person?
First up on the list, we'll talk about Robert Smalls. We've talked about Robert Smalls frequently here on the podcast. He's played a huge part of Beaufort's history, not only just Beaufort, but African-American history and then American Civil War history. He was a slave who ended up buying his own freedom when he was on the Confederate transport ship CSS Planter and ended up selling that back to the Confederate side and ended up using that money to buy himself and his family's freedom. And, ended up becoming an American politician, publisher, businessman. So he's a prominent figure here in Beaufort, and a lot of Beaufort's history wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for him.
Yeah, we would definitely be remiss to not talk about him because he is definitely a very iconic figure. I absolutely am in love with his story. It's just so incredible, everything he did and everything he accomplished and just how passionate he was about accomplishing so many things and making the world a better place.
Yeah, and it could have been just one story to, just buy your own freedom, but the fact that he went into politics afterwards to help others out and to play a big part in African American history during the Civil War, that speaks volumes and says a lot about him. So, when you come to Beaufort, people love to go to his gravesite and see his childhood slave home where he's buried right next to at Tabernacle Baptist Church. So it's a landmark to see here in Beaufort. And you'll notice a lot of roads here in Beaufort are named after Robert Smalls, and rightfully so.
Oh, 100%. Definitely had a major impact on everything that happened there.
Yes.
So definitely go check out previous episodes that we've had about him. There's a good handful in there, so definitely worth it. Including like our historical figures one. And then I know we also have a Juneteenth one where we talk a little bit about him, I believe, in there as well. So definitely check those out. But let's move on to our next famous historical figure.
Yes. So this one's a little less known than Robert Smalls, at least here in the Southeast. But John Edwards Holbrook is a naturalist, zoologist, physician that was born here in Beaufort. And he was a huge part in developing the study of multiple animals. And I think Natasha has a little bit more on his history, on at least a good story.
I was just going to say, the name sounded familiar, and it's because my brother specifically studied zoology and entomology and herpology, like all of that fun stuff when he was in college, because he's a big creepy crawly lover nerd. I love you, brother, if you listen to this. Anyways, the name sounded familiar, and it was because I realized like there was that connection between when my brother was in school and he gets really passionate about this stuff and he just talks about everything. It's like one of those things that you like hear in one ear and then you like kind of just file it away and you're like, I'll never use this again. And then here it is, like, what a small world.
Yeah, that is funny. I think, you know, you kind of have to have a love for that type of thing to get into that as a career path. It's similar to, you know, when Captain Henry is on here and he's talking about, you know, the different animals that are here in Beaufort, or we'll have, we had the Port Royal Sound Foundation, and he talking about how he got into it. And just when you grow up in it, it makes it a whole lot easier to get for it to be a part of who you are and why you want to be so passionate about it. And I think that's why John Edwards Holbrook was so passionate about it, because he grew up here in Beaufort, mm-hmm. And, you know, wanted to start, like, his scientific career was in zoology, and he played such a huge part of, you know, that development of that form of study.
100%. Really cool, impactful person. Like, he started a whole thing that just now we have so many subsections of, like, biology and these different things and areas of study. And it's so cool because certain people are so passionate about certain areas because of him, and, like, other researchers like him are able to go into these, like, subfields and, like, get really minute and really study. It's really cool. It's fascinating, honestly.
Yeah. And I'm sure people who are interested in fishing and different types of amphibians and, mm-hmm. That's kind of his area and his expertise. So if you're interested in that type of stuff, John Edwards Holbrook was one of the first founders who, you know, created that. So,
yeah. Awesome. Well, shall we go into our last sort of historical figure? I'd say he's historical, but he's also more modern historical.
Yes. And that's Pat Conroy. So a lot of people might get upset because Pat Conroy isn't specifically born in Beaufort. But, you know, in all his books, he calls Beaufort home, and all his books are about Beaufort. He's from Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, he passed away here in Beaufort. So I think if you call Beaufort home, Beaufort is your home, and you should be able to claim Beaufort, and Beaufort should be able to claim you as well.
I agree. Well, is it his writing studio, like, preserved there still?
Yes, it is. The Pat Conroy Literacy Center is still here in Beaufort. So I think.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that plays a huge part. And when, you know, he was here, like, growing up. So I think him spending time here in Beaufort is the main part.
I definitely agree. He had a major impact. And the fact that we have an entire, like, basically museum dedicated to him and his writings and stuff just showcases the impact he had on Beaufort as well as the impact Beaufort had on him. So I think it's a fair claim.
Yes. But Pat Conroy is an author, established author. I've read a couple of his books, and he's a great author as well. But it's his work outside of the writing that was the impact. He wanted to teach underprivileged kids on Fuski Island and kind of give back to them, a place where all the people, once the water became toxic, they really had nowhere else to go but leave the island. So he kind of wanted to give back and teach them and give them an opportunity to learn. And it's just something about him that it's bigger than the books, bigger than, you know, the money you make. It's the charitable donations and the opportunity he gives to other underprivileged people.
Yeah. He was a really awesome man. If you want to learn more about him, we had someone from the Pat Conroy Literacy Center on a few episodes ago. That really was great to have. And they talk a lot about his impact and what he did and just what an awesome author and person and humanitarian he was. So definitely check that out.
Yes, he was an amazing person. And a lot of people know the movies, The Great Santini and The Prince of Tides. Those two movies were based off his books that he wrote. And he has some other good books. So if you ever get a chance to read one of Pat Conroy's books, I recommend you do.
Definitely. Speaking of books and, like, just pop culture in general, do we want to jump over to our next section, which obviously isn't books, but it is music in the pop culture area?
Yes. So we'll go ahead and jump into our next famous celebrity of Beaufort. It's Ron and Natalie Days. I grew up in the time of Nickelodeon, so I know these.
Same.
We grew up watching these people on TV, and Ron and Natalie not only introduced and worked with Gullah culture. They introduced a whole generation to Gullah culture and what Gullah is with Gullah Gullah Island. It was a Nickelodeon TV show that they decided to start up. And I remember being a kid watching and singing along, and it was a great time to learn. And it's funny that I moved to Beaufort years later, right, without realizing that that's where, you know, Gullah Gullah Island pretty much took place and a lot of the filming was.
Definitely. I still have like vague memories from it. Just like how bright and colorful it was specifically. Mm-hmm. The show was very bright, very colorful. The music was fun. So it's kind of funny, like seeing something from your childhood that you didn't necessarily realize, like, I don't know, when you watch shows, sometimes like you put the connection that it's like a real place, but like growing up and like kind of coming back and like getting to learn that it was like Beaufort and that like this is a real thing, and that is really cool, like connection to make.
Yeah, it is. It's like, it's funny to say like, oh yeah, I live in Gullah Gullah Island when I get to tell people like, oh, this show was filmed here. So especially when I told my sister, she was like, oh, nuh-uh, that's crazy. So yeah, growing up, as you know, seeing it on TV, it always seems like a place that you can't get to. But now knowing that they've not only put it into my brain, but in brains of thousands and thousands of kids across the country is pretty amazing. And not only did they do that, but they continue to do stuff highlighting the Gullah culture and the history and being Gullah. And being proud Gullah people here in South Carolina and kind of promoting the Gullah scene here in Beaufort.
Love that so much. Definitely had a major impact on tons and tons of children during a very specific, like our generation when we were younger. So it's really, really cool to see what they're doing and to just know that, yeah, like you said, you can go visit Gullah Gullah Island, aka Beaufort. So learn even more about the Gullah Geechee culture because there's so much of it and it's really, really awesome.
Yes, it is. So we'll keep it a little Gullah. And this one's a little less known. I had to research this one. But there's a music producer or a DJ named DJ Jazzy J. He's a producer, like I said, he's a hip hop producer. And he was born into a Gullah family here in Beaufort. And then his family ended up moving to New York. You know, he fell in love with the drums since, you know, drums are a huge part of Gullah culture and history. And then he ended up, you know, becoming a producer, working with Rick Rubin, the creator of Def Jam Records in 1984.
Crazy.
Yeah. So they ended up so he was in the early stages in assisting Rick Rubin and laying the foundation down for Def Jam. And, you know, he ended up making a couple of records, and him and Russell Simmons ended up getting together and making a couple of records. So there's a couple of records. If you just look up, you know, DJ Jazzy J, a couple of his songs are iconic, and I didn't realize they were him until I looked it up, but it was a lot of the 1980s, like, break start type records. And I thought that was really cool that, you know, someone who was born here in Beaufort was able to go on and make, you know, musical productions like that. And when I went back and listened, yeah, if you go back and listen, you'll be like, oh man, I've like, they're really iconic. And I'm like, I've heard this before and never realized this was him.
Well, definitely gonna go look up his songs, you know, typing in DJ Jazzy J right now to see what he performed, because I want to know.
Yeah, so it's just funny to think that he created the beats, and you know, back then when DJ was, you were scratching the record, so it definitely had that scratch break record sound to it. So it's just really cool to look back and say, oh man, that guy's from Beaufort.
Awesome. So I know we have one more musical artist that we want to kind of highlight. Do you want to share who that is?
Yeah, so we'll jump in and we'll highlight Candace Glover. She actually was on the 12th season of American Idol and won. So we actually have an American Idol winner here from Beaufort, which is really cool. I think I get excited every time, not only, you know, someone's on American Idol or The Voice, that's even from South Carolina. I think this past season on The Voice, I told my wife, I was like, oh, this person's from upstate South Carolina.
But I do the same thing.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see when someone so close to you is on TV.
Agreed.
But for Candace Glover, not only to compete, but to win is a huge deal. She, you know, she competed and auditioned 3 times before being cast in live shows. And then finally, on the 12th season, she was able to win. Is a huge step from, you know, competing and then actually becoming a winner of the show.
Seriously, that's awesome. And some serious dedication. Singers and like actors, just anyone that does live performing, they have some of the best dedication of anyone I've ever met because they put in a lot of work to get to where they are. It's so cool.
Yeah, there's so much work that goes into it. And for people to not be able to, I think about times where people don't get called back, but they're amazing singers, right? Or they don't get moved on and they're still amazing, but they, you know, kind of get deterred. It's easy for them to be like, oh, well, let me go do something else. But for someone like Candace to continue to keep trying, and then finally be like, you know what, I'm going to win this, and then go on to win, is truly amazing.
Seriously.
There was a huge festival and parade for her when she came back after she won here in Beaufort, downtown. And it's just amazing to know that someone like that here in Beaufort can actually go on to do great things. And she released some songs on her own and had R&B albums. So it's really cool to just see.
That's so cool. Also, that's so like heartwarming and wholesome that she came back and just was celebrated. Like, that's awesome. I love that. Beaufort's such a great place.
Yes. There's so much here, like culturally here in Beaufort, but there's a lot of talent here in Beaufort as well. Not just music, but talented figures, no matter what people are doing or what career path they decide to do. There's so much talent. The talent pool here is deep.
Love it. No kidding. Speaking of the talent pool, our next group that we want to talk about is some of those iconic sports figures. So do you want to introduce some of those?
Yes. So I'll start with Nat Frazier. Nat Frazier was a college coach during the 70s and 80s. He coached a little bit in college, and then he also coached on the New York Knicks as an assistant in 1977-1978. Frazier played basketball at Tuskegee University, where he was named to the All-Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference team twice. After his playing career, he went on to coach Delaware State, Illinois, and Morgan State, where he ended up taking Morgan State to the Division II college championship and winning the championship.
Nice. Very accomplished man in basketball.
Yeah, he was. And not only was he an accomplished man in basketball, but in the 60s, 70s, in a time where few African-American coaches could be found in the Big Ten in college, was a huge deal back then in the 60s and 70s. And not only to do that, but become one of the first assistants on the New York Knicks team that were African-American. That's a huge deal. So to be able to say someone like that is from Beaufort, South Carolina, is huge. And it kind of plays into, you know, the African-American history here in Beaufort and people who go on to do great things from Beaufort.
Seriously, they set a standard and a precedent for everyone else to follow, which is awesome.
Yes. So Nat did a great job of following that precedent and continuing, you know, the foundation that was laid.
That's so cool. All right. Who is our next awesome sports figure?
Yeah, so this one's super recent. You know, everything we've talked about prior was prior to 2000. Well, our next person on the list was born in 2000, so.
Baby.
Yeah, so we'll talk about CJ Cummings, and he was on the recent United States weightlifting team here in Tokyo as he attempted to, you know, go for gold. Unfortunately, he ranked 9th, so he didn't place, but finishing 9th is still a huge accomplishment. And for somebody, you know, from Beaufort to go to a stage like that and place 9th in the country, not only just for our country, but the entire world.
Seriously.
He represented very well and did a great job. And, you know, Beaufort's super proud of him.
Does this mean that we can say that Beaufort has the 9th strongest man in the world right now?
you could say that. I think I could give you that. I think it's by like weight. So like, yeah, for his weight, he's pretty strong.
It is. I was just teasing. I mean, he's very incredibly strong to make it that far and to do that. That's so incredible.
Definitely. I think his specific weightlifting competitions are snatch, clean, and jerk.
Oh my gosh, those are so hard. I'm impressed, sir.
So we're greatly proud of CJ and what he does and, you know, placing that far. And I think he's going to go for it again in the next coming Olympics because he's still pretty young at 22 years old.
No kidding. Yeah, definitely look forward to seeing him there again, hopefully. So fingers crossed, everyone. Keep an eye out for CJ Cummings. He's going to do great things.
Yes. Well, yes, he will. We're hoping.
I mean, he already has done really great things. I was gonna say, you know, going up from here.
I was going to say, he's done great so far. You know, it's enough to just be able to say, hey, I competed. So, but I know that's never good enough to hear for someone who's worked their entire life for this moment. So we have his back and we're glad to be able to root him on.
That's awesome. All right. I know we have one last sports figure, and I think personally this is a fun one to mention. Maybe he won't appreciate it. No, I think it's a fun one that we should mention.
Yeah, it is a fun one because a lot of people tend to not know this one, but which was a surprise to me when I first moved here too as well. So the last person on our list is Joe Frazier. He was born in Beaufort, South Carolina, and a couple of streets are named after Joe Frazier here in Beaufort. When a lot of people think of Joe Frazier, unfortunately, they think of the down goes Frazier line from the iconic fight with him and Muhammad Ali. But Smoking Joe Frazier has done a lot in his career. He's a, you know, champion. He was Fighter of the Year in 1967, 1970, 1971. And he's done so many great things. And he's a Hall of Fame boxer. To say a Hall of Fame boxer was born here in Beaufort is incredible.
Seriously, you have so many cool people coming out of there. He seriously, like, people recognize him, obviously, with the Down Goes Frazier line and that iconic fight, but he had a seriously incredible career, like you said. So you have some amazing, iconic people coming out of Beaufort that hopefully everyone enjoyed hearing about and learning a little bit more of some of the cool people that are there now and in the past.
Yes. So a lot of people have come from Beaufort, called Beaufort home, and a lot of famous people visit Beaufort. If you take one of the tours around Beaufort, you can hear some of the stories about the celebrities who stay in the hotels or stay in the inns here in Beaufort. A couple months ago, I remember everybody was freaking out because one of the Jonas Brothers were eating dinner down here. We've had people from movies here, such as Forrest Gump, and you know, people come in and out of the town here constantly. Movies are filmed here constantly. We've had one of the artists from Big Time Rush film a movie here for The Stars Fall on Alabama. So Beaufort has a lot of celebrities come through, and not only do they come through, but they're born here, they're bred here, and they call this place home. So now that you know a little bit about Beaufort and the people here from Beaufort that are bigger names, hopefully it convinces you to take a visit here in Beaufort and eventually, you know, kind of get to see their side of the story.
Couldn't agree more. Well, sadly, it's time for us to start wrapping up. But before we go, do you have any events or things you want to share with everyone before we sign off, Daquan?
Yes. So as November begins, we're rolling into the rest of the holiday season as Halloween is behind us. Thanksgiving is coming up and, you know, Christmas is short to follow. If you guys are interested in the events happening here in Beaufort, look on our events page on beaufortsc.org. Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. We will talk to you all next time. Like and subscribe. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Natasha Lai and Daquan Mickens, produced by Relic.